say that. Okay, Chaver, listen. Moshe David Lachman sent out. I hope that you looked at your phone or the computer and you saw that there are a few pages that say on them Takanas Hashavin from Reb Tzadik HaKohen from Lublin. Did you get those? I hope you have them. Okay.
Yes, Reb.
Okay, good. Because really, with the halacha, with the Mishnah Sa'ezer, we really are finished. There was one biurim left, and the biurim, the where we were up to in the biurim, was we had gone through a number of the, just very quickly through a number of the tikkunim that we have in this farm. And then we were just up to the last biurim on Pesh Tafnun Aleph, which is really going into a bit of I wouldn't say a pilpul, but going over a number of ways that we find in the Achrayim to resolve the remarkable chiddush that's found in the Sefer Chassidim that we spoke about a little bit, where the Sefer Chassidim paskind says la halacha. The Sefer Chassidim is a very, very, very big koyach. And he says that in a situation where a person, chas v'chalila, has to make a choice between doing an aveira with a married woman or one of the isur arayas, a woman that's forbidden with an isur arayas, or God forbid, being paigim in the bris by himself, to do such an aveira. So Sefer Chassidim says that he should not do the aveira with the woman, and instead he should spill his own zara. That's the chiddush of the Sefer Chassidim. So this caused a huge tumult, and the Achronim are going back and forth with what's the yesod hadavar. And I don't want to spend more time reading the Biurim. The Iker is, it's based upon a Mahalach that understands that the strong Lashonis that we saw in the Zohar Kaddish, and that's brought down from the Arizal and so on regarding this Aveira, and that the Shulchan Aruch says that it's the most Chomer of all of the Aveiras in the Torah, that in halacha, lemaisa in halacha, it's very, very hard to say that it's an issa of gilei arayas like the other isurim of arayas. There's no din of yaharig val yavar when it comes to this, and we learned at the very beginning when we started learning in Shulchan Aruch that the rishonim and the achrayim are struggling to find a makar to spell out very clearly that we're dealing here with a din, which is the Raisa. And what's the nature of this halacha, of this Isser, of Sheikh Vazar Levatollah. And therefore, there are different mahalchim how to explain the Sefer Chassidim. But we understand that it's based upon the premise that there is a certain aspect of this Aveira that makes it the most horrible Aveira in the Torah. But then, oddly enough, it doesn't bear out in halacha that it's the most serious aver in the Torah. Where is the Chiyuv Malkus? Where is the Yehorik Vayavar? How could it be compared to Gilei Raiz and Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zorah? How could the Zorah say such a thing? When Lamaisa, that's not the din. And what brought all of this out in such a strong way among all the Achronim is this very, very famous psak of the Sefer Chassidim, that if a person has a choice and he can't hold himself back, it's better to do something, God forbid, himself, than to go with a woman. So in the Biurim, there are a number of explanations. We spoke about one or two of them. The Chubas Beis Sharm has a very simple approach, and his approach is that listen, Shichvas Ere Levatal is taking place when a guy goes with a woman also. It's a forbidden, illicit relationship, and he's spilling his seed into he's over on the Isser anyway. He's over on the Isser anyway if he goes with a woman with an Ashes Ish. So why should he now be in this entanglement with a woman? If anyway, that's Shichvas Ere Levatal, so he should do himself. And then there's another mahalach to be found by the Chida and other tzaddikim, other poskim, that the Sefer Chassidim is talking about a situation where the person is mamish in a second going to do this aveir. In other words, he's there with the Eishes Ish, he's already physically aroused, and it's not talking about a person that's sitting at home and thinking, what should I do today? You know, what should I do tonight with my Yetzirah? Should I go to a woman? Or should I be by myself? That's not, the Chida says, that's not what the Sefer Chassidim is talking about. Sefer Chassidim is talking about when there's a guy that he's by the woman. He's already there. And he's going to do the Aveira. And he has this last second, Rabban Shalom, help me, what should I do? What should I do? So there the Sefer Chassidim says, run away from the woman, Vayanis Vayetze, and if you have to, do the Aveira yourself. So that's another mahalach that we have in the Pasuk. And that's really what the BM is talking about. But the issue we're going to talk about now, that we need to learn a few pieces from Reb Tzadok HaKohen. I mentioned last week we'd probably do this. And now it changed from probably to definitely. Because as I go over this piece, these pieces from Reb Tzadok, it becomes more and more clear that it's not fair to leave this unresolved. It's a major hole in the whole picture of how, on the one hand, could it be that the Shulchan Aruch says this is the most serious aveir in the Torah. And the Zohar Kodesh has places where it says tshuva. Oh. Okay, we saw that tshuva is very, very hard. But then when you look at Nigla, when you look at the Halacha, outside of Shulchan Aruch, when you start looking at standard Nigla, regular Shas and Poskim, before we look at that sentence of Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem to be. So, how could there be such a rift? How could there be such a gap between all of these statements in Chazal about this being like Shvichas Dom, Gilai Rais, and so on, and the Shulchan Aruch, this is the most serious aveir of the Torah, and in Kabbalah, the unbelievable tikkunim that you have to make according to the Kabbalim and the Chassidim, the Ashkenaz, and all these fasts and fasting and fasting and fasting. And how does that, how can we reconcile all of these, it's so far apart. Like, you know, in yesterday's parasha, I once spoke to you about this around 10 years ago, that it says about, it says, Lo b'shamayim hi, right? Lo me'er l'yam. The Torah is not in Shamayim, it's not across the ocean. The Torah is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart. So one of the Bali Musa, Rav Leib Chasman, Zechet Zag Levracha, he asked, like, it's an odd thing. You know, normally the way a person talks, the way somebody would say something is that, no, that person doesn't live in Brooklyn, he lives in Queens. You're making a mistake. You thought he was in Brooklyn? No. He's in Queens. Or you, even better, you thought he lives in Borough Park? No. He's in Flatbush. That's normal. But that's a normal mistake. Oh, I thought he lived in Borough Park. No, he lives in Flatbush. Oh, I thought he lived in Cedars. No, he lives in Woodmere. But I thought this guy lived in Brooklyn. No. He lives in Melbourne, Australia. That's a mistake. That's very strange. Like you're so totally off. So he was talking about how could it be such a thing that it says Torah is not in Shemayim. You don't have to climb up to the heavens, to the sky, and it's not across the ocean. You know where it is? It's in your heart and in your mouth. So he asked, how do you make a mistake like that? From being in the heavens and being across the ocean to being inside of you. And he speaks about that, and I spoke about that some years ago. If you're in the sugya of the Rebbein Shalom, then it's Karvel Echad Avam Ha'id B'Ficha B'Vav Chalasoy. If you're not in the sugya, it feels like it's in Shemayim and across the ocean. It's a matter of mentality, of perspective. Over here, on the one hand, we're saying that this is the biggest aveira in the Torah. And a lot of kids are hearing that. A lot of the boys have been hearing that growing up. And all the scary stuff. And on the other hand, we were learning about some of the tikkunim, ways to deal with this and ways to work on this, learning Torah more, giving some more tzedakah. And that in halacha, it's not in halacha. It doesn't compare to what we're seeing in Kabbalah, in the Zohar Kaddish, and the Shulchan Aruch statement. We don't see it's like two different planets. It's not close by. It's not nearby. So Rav Tzadok speaks about that in his own unique way, and that's what you have in front of you from Takanas Hashavin. I'm sure many of you have Takanas Hashavin at home. Here, I copied it from this one because the print is very larger and clearer, so it's a little bit easier to read. So do you see page Kuf Nun Beis where there's an arrow under the words and two lines under the word Aval? You have that, Aval? Shmuel, you got that? Came out? Okay. So Rav Tzadok, you know, was a big genius. And when we're learning something from Rav Tzadok, means you're hearing the voice of authority, both in Nigla and in Ister. There was nobody as great at learning as Rav Tzadok, and there's nobody that was great in Kabbalah and Pnimiyus HaTorah as Rav Tzadok. So you have the Mila of hearing both sides, of getting from both sides. Here we have a huge Gaon that's a Mekubal. And he addresses this. He says something very, very deep. And we need to think about it. And we're going to be talking about it. It's going to come up a lot as we go through these in Yanam. But we're not going to finish it today. We'll just get started. Aval Sham Lefneze. Biru Ba'ayin Shari Deloi Chami Api Shchinta. He's talking about some of the scary things that it says in the Zohar Kaddish. And it says in the Zohar, Deloi Chami Api Shchinta, that a person who's guilty of this crime, of Sheikh Vizera Levatala, a person who's guilty of this will not be zeichet to see the face, Chas V'Chalila, will not be zeichet to see the face of the Shechina. Lechame de lechame ape Shechinta. He can't be in the presence of Hashem to see Hashem's face, to see the Shechina. The Chaim de Pashas Vayeshev, and the Zohar says in Vayeshev, Dloy Oal Vloychami. So the ape atik yaimen, also using some terms from Kabbalah, but same thing. Well, not a person who is guilty of this crime is not able to sit in the presence of the Shechina and to look at her face. V'chein v'pashat breishis, v'al v'paltarin, that a Jew who is guilty of this aveira is not allowed into the palace of Hashem. L'chami ape shechinta. And can't see the, is not allowed to see the face of the Shechina. V'chem neparshas emar, reish dibra mascha v'loi. Okay. So there are at least four places that the Zohar Kaddish says that a person who commits this aveira, whether it means once or chalila more often, that a person who is guilty of this aveira is not able to be in the presence of the Shechina, to see the face of the Shechina, whatever that means. Is not able to be in a place of Dveikus Pasha. And to see the Shechina Kadosha, obviously it means in Ruchnis, whatever that is. So then Reb Tzadok says the following. Hinei im kol toikef hatumah sheba oven zeh, with all of the tumah, the filth and impurity that comes with this aveira. We don't find that the Zohar Kaddish or the Gemara tells us that there are more terrible punishments in Gehenim for this Aveira than any other Aveiras, than other Aveiras, like Shabbos and other things. We don't find. So listen to what he says now. What is the Shulchan Aruch talking about to say that this Aveira is the most chomer of all the Aveiras of the Torah, when clearly you can't argue with the fact that it's not. It's not. There's no Malkus. There's no Yehareg Val Yaver. It's not even clear to everybody that it's a deraisa. The Mokar is a story in Bereishis of Erva Einain. It doesn't say anywhere Beferish and Torah that you can't do this. And even when it comes to the punishments of Gehenna, Reb Tzadok says we don't find that it's like other Aveiras, Shabbos, even Tefillin, things so on. Like, we don't see it. So what is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? What is the Zohar talking about? What is it that makes it, what does it mean it's the most chomer of all the Aveiros of the Torah? He says, Rakol chomer shabai beheder ha-maila de-ri'iyas p'nei shechina. Reb Tzadok says, after looking over all of Torah, because Reb Tzadok knew all of Torah, he says that what you see, what's unique about this Aveira of Pagama Bris, is this Nakuda that the Zohar keeps on coming back to. Lochame ape shchinta. That you don't see the face of the Shechina. And he says, Kol choyme shaboy, every word here is very important. Kol choyme shaboy, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, and the Mekubalim are talking about this chumra, is beheder ha-maila de-ri'iyas p'nei shechina. It's because there's something about this aveira that even though in halacha it does not create an unbridgeable gap between an observant Jew and a non-observant Jew, such as things like Shabbos. Shabbos makes a huge gap between an Orthodox Jew and not an Orthodox Jew. Tefillin, you got a guy that doesn't put on tefillin, it's a huge gap. But this inyan of a man and his bris, this inyan, Reb Tzadok says, Jews who live completely in the world of halacha and they are not attuned to the sugya, to the reality of dveikus b'Hashem, of attachment to Hashem, of having a deep, deep attachment to Hashem, they're not going to understand. What is the Shulchan Aruch saying that this is the most chumra aveir of the Torah? Because the tzad hachumra has to do with the intimacy between man and God. Now, the Beis Yosef was a huge mekubal. And when he wrote this sentence in Shulchan Aruch, because sometimes in Shulchan Aruch there are words that come out from the Beis Yosef, the mekubal. Not the halachic man, the mekubal. And when the sentence comes out from the Shulchan Aruch's pen to say there's nothing as bad as this, he was talking to people, I mean, to every Jew, because that's what he wanted for every Jew, who are seeking Madregas Elyonis, who are seeking to have a deep, deep, intimate relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Jews who are used to seeing the face of the Shechina, who enjoy a personal, intimate relationship with the Shechina. Let me give you a marshal. I spoke about this once a few years ago. When I was in Boca last year, I spoke to the Chevra. I used this marshal a little bit. in a relationship between a husband and wife, because that's the closest we can get to, right? And so in a relationship between a husband and wife, let's say this wife found out that her husband, she's a firm woman. She found out that her husband has not been putting on tefillin regularly for the past 6 months. Now, she married a firm guy. Like every other person that came out of the yeshiva, he was the top guy in the yeshiva. Every guy in the yeshiva, they say, is the top guy in the yeshiva. And so she married the top guy in the yeshiva, and she found out the guy's not putting on tefillin for 6 months. She married a guy that doesn't wear tefillin. Or she found out that her husband, you know, misses a marv every now and then, something like that. Let's take that wife, put that on hold for a second. But the guy's otherwise, you know, he's having problems with film. Whatever. He's having problems with film. But otherwise he's a good husband and everything's fine. But he's having problems with film. Then you get another guy, never missed a day of film in his life. Shachas min chamarv. All the chumras with Pesach, with Shabbos, the guy uses, you know, four platters, aluminum foil plate. The guy's everything. He has one inyan. The one inyan is he likes to look at girls on the phone without clothing, sometimes doing stuff, sometimes with men. And sometimes he also happens to make a call to somebody. She goes out of her kelim. She finds something on the phone. She sees that he has some pictures on the phone. Unfortunately, I would say an average of once a week, somebody from someplace calls me about this inyan, that she found stuff on her husband's phone. Not so much from her, from other places, because they're embarrassed, whatever. She found something on her husband's phone, and she wants to. She's done. She's ready to go to Besdin. We're finished. So now you say to her, let's say, do you know that your husband had a relationship with anybody from the phone? No. He just looks at pictures. So you say, you know, it might be. It's not so partial. It's a derais. It's for sure. There's no din of Yehoreg Valiyav. There's no din of Yehoreg Valiyav in a picture. Yehoreg Valiyav. So she'll say to you, what? And you say, I'm trying to explain to you. What are you, an Amaris? I'm trying to explain to you that there could be a possibility of the raisa. When we talk about nishmaratim called avera, we'll talk about whether looking at something, having a hira avera, right? Inappropriate thoughts. We're going to talk about it. So talks a little bit about it. So what I'm trying to, you say to this lady, what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not so partial. There's a machloek, it's Rambam and Ramban. And it's not so partial. So your husband's okay. I mean, hopefully he'll do tshuva, like he shouldn't do it. Tell him I said he shouldn't look at those pictures. It's not nice. She says to the rabbi, what are you, out of your mind? What if your wife would find pictures like that on your phone? So you'd say, let's say he says, my wife knows that I'm very careful with Shabbos. I don't eat chametz on Pesach. And I don't even eat gebracht. And I put on tefillin every day, and I go to minyan 3 times a day. So I would hope that my wife would understand that it's machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So of course, what this wife would say is that, yeah, I'd like to have a talk with your wife about the Rambam, because this doesn't have to do with the Rambam, and it doesn't have to do with the machlokes rishonim, the Raisa, the Rabbana, or the Yechayv Malkus, but there's a din of Yehoreg Vayavah. I don't think I have to explain anymore. There's something else that's going on here. It's a betrayal. There's a certain intimacy that I have in my life, my husband and I, that we made an agreement. We have a bris that was sealed by the chuppah of nemonis, of faithfulness. A bris that means that we live together and we don't live with anybody else. So then the rabbi says, oh, wow. Ooh. Your husband's not living with anybody else. He just likes to look at pictures. He doesn't live with anybody else. She says, that's to me, it's the same sugya. Looking at picture, talking to her, going to her, being in the room with her, it's the same sugya. The rabbi says, that's not true. And she says, you're an idiot. I'm not coming to talk to you again. And she's right. He is an idiot. Anybody that would say such a thing is an idiot. Or was never married. Or doesn't know what it means to have a relationship that's one of intimacy. Look what Rav Tzaddik is saying. And then he'll say it out more. But I want you to hear the marshal. It's a marshal, and all mishalim, when we talk about Hashem, it's a marshal. But look. Rav Tzaddik says, look, he said, call Tzaddik to Mishabab and say, look, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, Rakol Choymish Shaboy Beheder Amarle Dirias Pnei Shechina. Notice the Shechina says to a Jew, I thought we had something special going on between us. I thought that when it comes to the essence of who you are, your life itself, I thought that you and I are together in that. And I was able to live with the fact that you're not being so good with tefillin. It bothers me. But I could give you time to work that out. You know, learn more about tefillin, work it out. I could even deal with what I've noticed lately. You haven't been 100% careful with everything, with Shabbos, with Muktzah. I could deal with it. I'm disappointed, but I could deal with it. But this inyan of intimacy, that inyan of intimacy is between me and you. You broke something. There's a bris. And that bris has been violated. That's what Rav Tzaddik is saying. He says, Kol chayim shabay beheder amayla deriyas pnei shechina meniyas haknis lemadregas al yoynes. Lemadregas al yoynes. So again, we can use the marshal of marriage. You could have a guy, he's a bach, he's a single guy, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. And while he's a bachur, he's fooling around with all kinds of things. And it's time for him to get married. And his rebbe says to him, "Listen, you know, Yankel, you know, you got to stop doing that stuff. You know, with the pictures and with the running around with girls and doing all kinds of things with yourself. You got to stop doing that." And he says, Why? My intention is to be a good husband, to love my wife, and to build her a home and to raise from children. So the Rebbe says, "Listen, Yankel, all that stuff was when you were a bacha, but now you're going to marriage. Haknis the madregas al yoynes. And if you're going to a madrega al yoynes, means it's no more girlfriends. There's no more fooling around. I mean, you shouldn't have done that before either. But okay, you got to finish that stuff. You're done. Because now you're entering into a new world. It's called marriage. That's a madrega elyona. That's a higher world. It's a different world. It's a world of a kesha, of a relationship with one person. It's a relationship that's of yichud, of unity, of oneness. You're getting married. So why can't I have my wife? And I'll also do that. Why? What's it going to bother? I'll be a good husband. So how do you tell this bacha that without that inyan, it's ois marriage? It's not a marriage. You can't see the face of the Shechina. It doesn't mean that you're not a good husband. Just like this guy, doesn't mean he's not a good Jew. He puts on tefillin and keeps Shabbos. He keeps mitzvahs. one thing that he has a problem with is the bris. He's poigim in the bris. So Absadik says, you're a fine Jew. You're not chayiv misa, you don't get malchus. There's no special place in Gehenna for that. There's a problem, though. If you're a person that's serious about a relationship with Hashem, and you want to be able to see the face of the Kala, of the Shechina, this problem of Pagam HaBris is the most serious thing in the world. You following? Even though you could say, what do you mean? But the other things are much more serious. You got a husband, the guy never made a good living. It's a little yutzlach. Whatever, he tried this, tried that, never worked out. He was always going to make a big deal, never made it, and they're still stuck in some small apartment, and they're paying rent, and he can't. She can't buy herself a dress, she can't figure out the groceries, they can't make the rent every month. They're married already 40, 50 years. The guy's a lo yuslach, nabuch. It wasn't matzlich, it didn't happen. I have rarely, I can't think of a time, I've had many, many discussions over the years with families, with husbands and wives that have financial problems, many conversations. But I don't see that the wife leaves the husband for that. She complains, she's upset, she has tainas. How come you lost the money on this? How come you didn't do that? How come you're not working harder? She has tainas. But she's not leaving the guy. I mean, maybe that happened. I never saw it. She's not leaving the guy. Then you get another guy. Guy's got multi-million-dollar business. And everything is gewaldig. The only problem he has is pictures on the computer. She's off to Besden. The guy's tainas is, I provide you with a beautiful living. I built you a beautiful house. So her answer is, I appreciate all of that. But that's not the etzem hadavar. The etzem me'atzamai means yichud, means oneness, intimacy. For that, for your failure in that area, I'm going. I'm out of here. I can't live with you. And he's shaking his head. I built her the house like this. So every now and then I have a girlfriend a little bit. I go like a married guy. So I have an Asus ish here, a little bit of an Asus ish there, a little bit of a computer here, a little bit of a, and you know, and for this she's leaving me. Where does it say this is the biggest affair? I took care of her. I raised her children, our children, in the most beautiful way. And she's leaving me because of something she found on my phone. That I had a conversation with a girl on the phone. She's leaving me for that. And I have a lot, I've had many men over the years that they just said, I don't get it. We understand what Absaluk's talking about, Chava. He says, when the Shulchan Aruch tells us that this aveir is the most chamidic aveir in the whole Torah, it's not talking about in halacha, and not in Gehenna, and maybe not even in terms of, you know, you being able to get your seat, you know, in Gan Eden. Maybe, or I don't know. The problem here, Reb Tzaddik says that if you're somebody that wants to be married to the Shechina, she's not taking you in. You're not an evil person. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say that this person is HaRosha HaGodol B'Torah. Didn't say that he's the biggest Rosha. Shulchan Aruch says tshuva, it's very hard to do tshuva. Ask that wife. Ask the wife of the guy who was fooling around with women, who was addicted to pornography, ask her if she forgives her husband. And she'll tell you, I've had, unfortunately, many, many, many inyan like this with people, she'll tell you, what can I tell you, Rabbi? Forgive him. You know, okay, I get it. He's addicted. He had a problem with his parents. We found out that he was molested, Lo Aleinu, when he was 9. You know, I get it. So do I officially forgive him? She says, I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to. The Torah says I have to. But in my heart, I can't look at the guy. That's what the Zohar says. Delochami ape shchinta. Kivyoch the Shechina says, yeah, I get it. I know he's a good guy. He's not a Russia. He's got an addiction. It's a problem. His father, his mother. I got it. But can I tell you, I can't look at the guy. So he can sit in Gan Eden, but, you know, I can't look. You know, he's got to go in a side room. I can't look at the guy. That's what Psaltik is saying. I mean, it's a very coarse, not nice way of putting it, but I don't know any other way to say it. But that's what he seems to be saying. He says, "Kol chaimish abay beheda hamayla diriyas pnei shchino minias haknis la madregas al yainis." You're not a Russia. You're a fine Jew, but you're not able to get into the chamber of the with the queen. She kicked you out of the bedroom. The shchina. Madregas al yonis, v'chein loshen hay lo solik aniska le'el v'chleim ha'shein ha'olu l'mayla al yonis, that this person is being held back from mylas al yonis. And the Beis Yosef, who was such a mekubel, who lived in the world of the Arizal, who was in a place of dveikus mamish with Hashem Esbor, he says that this aveir is the most serious aveir in the Torah. Not you're a Russia. Not you're the biggest Russia. No. But this inyan is an inyan like. It's an inyan between you and the Shechina, like. Something's the tshuva for this is very hard. For that guy with his wife to get back to his wife, and I had a conversation with somebody during the summer. So whole ma'aseh like this, and the husband has an issue with pornography, and he has an addiction thing. He was going to 12 steps, and in the meantime, the wife didn't go to the mikveh. And he said to me, he has a taina that he's been going for 2 weeks to these meetings. And he made a little bit fun of the meetings a little bit. He said, I'm going for 2 weeks to the meetings. And so it's not, how come my wife's not going to the mikveh? Mm-hmm. I said, it's because she can't. But it's against halacha. I said, what you've been doing since you're 16 is against halacha. Your wife can't go to the mikveh because she doesn't feel, she can't look at you. But I'm on the 12 steps. Yeah. For 2 weeks, you're on the 12 steps. Let's see how it goes and give us some time and stop talking about the mikveh, you know? You work with a therapist and you keep on going to the 12 steps and stop bothering your wife about the mikveh right now. She's disgusted with you. She can't look at you. What are you talking about the mikveh? But it's hard for me. You're going to have to work it out. That's what Tzadik is saying. Ratzalayim Hashem, Oilu l'mayle al yonik, l'misayim sham gam ken delay islan chayov d'lachami apishchinta bar mehoi. The Zohar says this lotion, this is the Zohar's lotion over and over. Delay islan chayavaya, there are no other sinners, chayavaya, there are no other sinners, that are not allowed, that are forbidden to go into the Shechina, bar mihai, except for this person who's doing this aveira of Pagam HaBris. You're not a Russia. The guy doesn't put on tefillin, the guy doesn't keep Shabbos. You're not a Russia. So I'm not a Russian. Yeah, but you can't go in to see the Shechina now. She's not going to the mikveh now. The Shechina is not able to be tovel for you now. Whatever. I'm just using a muscle. The Shechina can't have you now. You can't come into the room. You have to be in a separate room. But I don't understand. There's no Yehurg Vayavar. There's no Chiv Malkus. So the Sefer Chassidim said, that if I have to do that avera not to go neishes ish, I should better to do that avera. Now we understand a much deeper level why that is, because with neishes ish, it's a violation. It's a deeper level of a betrayal with the wife, right? With your own wife. And the lashon of the Zohar in Vayakal is there's no aveiru that is as hard for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as hard for Hashem as this. For the wife. Al-Choy B'dok Siva, Yeru B'nei Hashem. Because when it says this aveiru by Aaron Onan, the sons of Yehuda and Chumash, it says, Vayera B'nei Hashem, that this is horrible in the eyes of the Shechina. In the eyes of your wife. Not in the eyes of the world. But in the eyes of the one who thought that you're one with her. In her eyes, there's nothing worse than this. Hinebekan, let's just finish this paragraph. Hinebekan, pirish, shekoshi cheid ze mikol averis ukamikut shebrichu davke. The weight, the seriousness of this avera, is kamikut shebrichu davke, b'eine Hashem, in the Shechina's eyes. D'lanimtze ken v'cheit acher, v'chein be'er nema ra b'eine Hashem. That's why in the Makar for this Aveira in the Torah, which is by Aaron Onan in Parshas Vayeshev, it says ra b'eine Hashem. This was terrible in the Kala's eyes, in the wife's eyes. Ra b'eine Hashem. It doesn't say objectively, Ra, Russia, it says, Ra Be'ne Hashem. B'chol hani duchta b'zar kodesh ma'ise gam ken mikra niskalel. And the Zohar always comes back to this, pasuk, Ra Be'ne Hashem. U'klap Be'ne Hashem daika, ovin zechom of Ra yoisim hakol. U'klap Be'ne Hashem daika, ovin zechom of Ra yoisim hakol. Davk in the eyes of Hashem, of the wife. This is the worst thing of all. Nothing worse could have happened. Rabbi Eini Hashem. And in the eyes of the Arizal. And the eyes of the Beis Yosef. Who are living in a world of that intimacy, of that Dveikus, of the Madregas Elyonis, with the Shechina. Nothing could be worse. You hear this, Chavra? What Rav Tzadik is saying. It's very, very, very deep. And everything that we're going to learn is going to follow this nakuda of what Rav Tzadik is laying out for us. We didn't finish Rav Tzadik. We'll learn more from Rav Tzadik, Mitzvah Hashem, after the Yontif. We have to hear more words from Rav Tzadik. He explains it more. And Halacha, too, it's Gevalt. We're not going to go into the whole long, it's a very long stickly, but we'll learn part of it to understand in a deeper way what Rav Tzadik is talking about. What the wife is looking for, what the Shechina is looking for from something from us. That you know, like the same thing in your life, it's hard to explain to somebody. It's hard to explain to somebody who's outside of the inyan of Avoida and Pnimius and Dveikus to explain, like, many, many things in our lives and in Yiddishkeit. It's very hard to explain. It's very hard to explain. It's hard to explain. You could get one Jew, and when they said that you can't go to shul, you know, you're not able to go to shul anymore. So for that person, oh, well. Get another person that he's rising Kriya. You can't take the thought of not going to shul. How do you explain that? You have people now that are saying that in order to save an hour on Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to say parts of the Machzor. The other people say, if you tear out a page in the Machzor, you're tearing out my kish because you're tearing out my heart. See, a lot of what I can't take with all this stuff is how, like, all right, what's the big deal? Are you crying about it? Are you crying to take out a piyut? Or, you know, anyway, there's too much they put in a machzor. Who made such a fat machzor to begin with? Nobody asked me. There's too much in there to begin with. So finally, COVID came and we were able to get rid of part of the machzor. Maybe you do have to get rid of part of the machzor. Maybe you don't. I personally think that it's, I think that's ridiculous. But if you do have to get rid of part of the machzor, because somehow by being in shul for another hour is the greatest danger to your life. By the way, I've met so many of these chevro when I've gone to simchas lately, how when they were at a simcha, standing around the spare ribs, they could take their things off a nice half hour, 45 minutes, pressing on a spare rib. You could have said three piyutim while you were having spare ribs. without your mask on. The hypocrisy of it. Somebody was just telling me, a wonderful Jew was telling me, you should know that Ace Kredich's reputation has gone down so much in our community because of our violations. The hypocrisy. What a hypocrisy. Tell me, Rabbi, when you're standing there by the bar mitzvah the other day without your mask on, and you're talking to your wife's best friend for half hours, munching on some chalupches and some spare ribs, did you make a cheshmet? You just could have said a whole kol ma'aminim. You could have said a whole piyut from Rosh Hashanah Maksa. You made a cheshmet? You're talking to your wife's friend for half hour by the spare ribs. You could have said a whole 3-4 pages from the Maksa. Now you're going to go to Rosh Hashanah, and you have an abridged Maksa. I'm not nispal ki huza from any of this stuff. Garnished. I hope you're with me on it, Chevron. Not ki huza from any of this stuff. All of a sudden, when it comes to the Baruch Shalom, then we cut corners. When it comes to everything that's in Kedusha, and you're not, I say, if you're going to do it, are you crying about it? I'm saying they have some big Rabbanim. I'm sure those Rabbanim are crying. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about the Chosheva Poskim or somebody who's saying these things. They're crying. Maybe the doctors are also crying. I don't know. But I saw you by the Bar Mitzvah. I saw you standing there without a mask the whole time eating and talking to people. And then when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I have to daven Pesukei Dezimra at home. You can't take a shmat. You have to put a shmat on the shofar. Who put a shmat on your friend's mouth when you were standing there by the Bar Mitzvah talking for a half hour? I didn't see he had a shmat in his mouth when he was blowing his spare ribs into your face and his sushi into your nose. I didn't see that you were wearing a... I didn't see any shmatas. The same people who don't like Eish Kodesh, that we're in violation of their rules. Kshayt Atzmacha. I have very little savlanus for hypocrisy, for sheker. I can't be savlanus. I respect people who are entirely authentic and they have their inyanim, and I respect them. But there's a lot of hypocrisy. A person who has a feeling for Dveikas Bashem and for Avodas Hashem, if for some reason he can't go to shul, if for some reason he has to say a little bit less words in the Maksa, his heart is broken. He cries. It's not a joke. And there was a secular guy that wrote an article. I'm sorry, I kept you a little bit, another minute. There's a secular guy that wrote an article, a very chashev article, that one of the chevra from shul sent me during the middle of the whole corona thing, sent me this article, where he was writing about how maybe you need to understand, yes, some mistakes have been made in the ultra-Orthodox and the Haredi world, mistakes were made. But maybe you look at yourself honestly, you that are criticizing and yelling and screaming about these people that were, you know, that were doing things during corona they shouldn't have done. Maybe they feel more strongly about davening than you do. You ever think about that? Maybe you don't feel so strong. This guy was a secular guy. Maybe you don't feel so strongly about Jewish prayer that, as they do. Maybe you don't. Maybe it doesn't bother you so much to give up a lot of the, you know, some of these. It doesn't bother you so much. And maybe if you were raised the way that they were, and maybe that you were in that fire the way that they were, maybe you would also sometimes behave irrationally and dangerously. It's not good. That was bad. But maybe you could understand it, at least not to curse them and criticize them. Because, you know, amongst us, how serious are you about davening? Or about missing one of the parishes during corona, missing the laning in shul? Your heart was broken? Come on. No, if you missed tennis with your friend, if you missed the jacuzzi, you're more heartbroken than you missed when missing your komporka in shul. Come on. To be honest. So what Rav Tzadok is saying is that when a person is in a place of madregas alyonis, this hurts. This inyonis, it hurts a lot. If you're not in that place, It's not. Okay, you're not a Rasha. It's an Aveira. Within Halacha, see how it's defined and work it out in Halacha. But a Chasna, a marriage, it's not. That's something else. People in a marriage have different madrigas. If you're in a marriage, there are different standards. That's all. That's what we're learning today. If there's anybody I don't see you before Yontif, there should be Nechtav and Nechtav, it's different. So Sadiqim, all Jews, with masks and without masks, socially distanced, not socially distanced. All Jews, whether they are, they all want the same thing. They want the emes to be close to Hashem Zubach and to be close to each other. Hashem Zubach should help us, that everybody should have, that all, and that all of this should end, that we should only be service tovus, neglosh ha-amitish, maybe even remain about it.